hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, it's getting closer. Just an hour away. Well, so to speak. I got to get an hour of Scuba Radio done. And then we're off to the Maldives. And we're going to broadcast from the deck of the Carpe Vita live aboard there with Explorer Ventures and the gang, literally off into the ocean, in the Indian Ocean. You'll hear all about it if you tune in next week for the big show. However, more stuff to cover in this hour, and to help me out, or to help me kick it off at least, we got Scott Jones from Diver Wire on Scuba Radio right now. Hey, Scott, how are you, buddy?
I am an envious person because I wish I was joining you on your trip, my friend. Good for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll add you to the list. You know, that's one of the many benefits when you get to do cool trips like this. You get to rub it into your friends. It's just part of the bennies. You hear what I'm saying there, Scott? You can.
Well, I will promise to keep your secret. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So, Diver Wire is a great place to go to and get the latest news and information that's happening in the diving industry, or just, you know, going on in the diving world, to keep you informed as far as new equipment, new places to go, and that kind of thing. DiverWire.com. We're going to go over some of these stories now with Scott. So let's kick it off, because something that caught my eye a couple weeks ago was a potential job opening as a golf ball diver. And I thought, that is cool. You know, you see this on the, you know, online and in news stories every once in a while, but I've never seen a job opening until it popped up there on Diver Wire. So tell me about that, Scott. What do you know?
Well, I was talking to a gentleman by the name of Forrest Rothschild, and Forrest operates a company called Water Dog Golf.
Okay.
out of New England. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for some divers that might have an interest in doing something a little different by going to these different golf clubs across the country and gathering golf balls. And believe it or not, he told me that they do very well because they pay by the ball. Each ball you get a certain amount of dollars, and he's had days where he's picked up 65 pounds of golf balls.
Wow.
In a single day, you know, and I know that I've contributed more than my share of golf balls into the into the various lakes and swamps and places. So it's nice to know there's somebody out there making use and recycling my mistakes.
Yeah, and I've heard this, that they can make some big money because some of those golf balls aren't cheap. Those are expensive golf balls, some of those they chuck into the ponds, some of these golfers. And I've heard that you can actually make quite a chunk of change if you're willing to take on, for instance, the alligators in Florida and maybe the snapping turtles in Louisiana or some places like that. I don't know if that applies all across the country, but there are some localized issues you have to deal with, I guess, if you're a golf ball diver. But I don't know. How does it work? Do you just call the guy and he has a staff of golf ball divers, or he just tells you what to do, or do you know?
There's actually a post on Diver Wire. You can look at the photo. Look at the photo for the guy holding a big bag of golf balls. But the biggest thing is you have to be comfortable in an exposure suit and a full face mask, because some of that water at these golf courses and country clubs can be a little toxic because there's no fresh water that comes in. So you have to have some protection. You have to have a little bit of ability to endure the elements, because you're going to be in that water a long time. So they strongly encourage some dry suit diver, driving training, mm-hmm. some, full face mask, more for protection than for communications. I'm not sure that anybody's really going to give you much direction on where to go to find the golf balls, but right. Just having that, protection is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Forrest, he was talking that they found some really unique things. They find clubs. Some golfers just, give it up and throw the clubs in the water. And
been there, done that. Yeah. Okay. Just no telling what you can find.
Strangest thing he found was a phone booth, believe it or not.
A phone booth.
And I think that he's got that in his back garage or something, just as a keepsake of, or some sort. But, I know there's a lot of phone booths that are no longer in service. I didn't realize they made good golf course fodder, but one never knows.
Yeah, well, who knows? He's in there doing his golf ball diving, and he goes into the phone booth, and he comes out super diver. I don't know. Who knows? It was a stretch, Scott. What are you going to do? All right. Well, anyway, so there you go. There's one potential job opening. You can find the dive industry and look that up at diverwire.com. Now, I know last week was Mother's Day weekend, and NASSIE was doing some little promotion for Mother's Day, which was kind of unique for the dive industry, wasn't it?
Well, the dive industry is unique because there are so many different things that you can do if you want to be creative. And the guys at NASSIE came up with a Mother's Day photo contest. Now, my mother, I think she's okay in the water as long as it's the bathtub, but she's not going to be a diver by any means. But I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners out there that their mothers might just be divers, and they're encouraging you to take a picture of your mother underwater, enjoying the underwater world, and send it in. And they're giving away some gift certificates for some advanced training and other things. And I've never heard of that kind of contest before, so you got to give them credit for creativity.
Yeah, well, hey, give the gift of scuba. Why wait till the Christmas holidays, Mother's Day? Yeah, you can hook up Ma with, to make her, so she's potentially your next dive buddy on your next dive adventure. And maybe she'll kick in a few extra bucks to help pay for it or something, too. You never know. But that's a great idea. I mean, hey, bring in the whole family for that matter. But Mother's Day, you got to give NASSIE some credit for thinking out of the box. So a little Mother's Day contest. And I guess the photos are up there at the NASSIE website, or is that their plan? Maybe you can find those online somewhere.
Well, I think they've got a little something on their homepage where you can learn more of the details. Naturally, it's up on DiverWire as well. So anyone that wants to take a look at the particulars, feel free to visit the site.
Nice. All right. So I know we got a few months until the DEMA show in November. However, things are starting to, the plans are starting to be laid for that massive event, the largest diving event in the world pretty much every year. And DEMA has already come out with a campaign, or they're pushing this new, proper displaying of the dive flag or etiquette, or what is this? What's going on with this campaign they're doing?
Well, you talk about DEMA a lot, but a lot of people might not know DEMA stands for the Diving Equipment Marketing Association.
Right.
And they are basically the trade association designed to keep people interested in diving and keep people safe while they're diving. And so DEMA earlier this month put out a public service announcement to talk about the proper use of when to use a dive flag and how to properly display it. And it told me a couple of things. Greg, did you know that you could actually hang the universal white and red dive flag upside down? Did you know that?
I'm sure you could, but I don't know that I would be able to tell you, oh, wait, that one's upside down. I mean, it just goes, what, top left, down right, or I don't, is that even wrong? I don't even know. What is it?
Well, I think you're just going to have to watch that PSA to find out, aren't you?
Okay. Well, I mean, if I don't know and I'm a dive instructor, how would the average Joe know? You're just so used to just seeing the white stripe in the red. Hopefully, if you see that kind of flag, that's a dive flag. I don't care if it's upside down or not, right? Or what do you think?
Well, I think that any use of the flag is an important thing if you're out diving. And if somebody really wants to nitpick you about it's upside down, well, they can buy me a beer afterwards.
Yeah, okay? They're a veteran diver and easily offended. I don't, you know, there's that flag etiquette thing. I don't know how far you want to go with it, but hey, the more we know, the better divers we are. And I guess that's what they're trying to keep everybody informed on. Or just, are they pretty much the focus of the campaign is just to make sure people are using a dive flag, period, and know what the heck a dive flag means to boaters and to divers alike.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about safety. And as we get into the busy summer season and people are going diving, if you have a dive flag, you ought to use it. It doesn't do much good in your garage or places, you know?
That's right.
Here on the island.
Fly that flag. Be proud.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with bronze like these, well, who needs an enemy?
Scott Jones is my guest right now on Scuba Radio. He does a website called DiverWire.com. That's where you can go and get the latest news and information from the dive industry and kind of stay informed on a lot of things, you know, press releases and things like that that the equipment manufacturers put out, as well as job openings in the dive industry, places to go like Bonaire, you know, the ABCs of the Antilles. I haven't been there in quite some time. But I know, Scott, you've been there the last year or two, and you're getting ready to go back again, I guess, what, in June? Is that the case?
I'm looking forward to it. You can never get enough diving in Bonaire. I mean, I try to go as often as possible. I'm fortunate. I'm going to be going down with a group of 100 of my closest diving friends from Scuba Board, and we're looking forward to a great week of diving down there in June. And you know, the best part about Bonaire is there's always something different to see.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to breaking out that new camera. A couple of the guys are going to bring their GoPros,
right,
so that I can try a GoPro for the first time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. You know, well, like I said, it's been a while since I've been to Bonaire, but they are known for pretty much the best shore diving in the world. You think? Would you back me up on that one, or what do you think?
Well, it's not only my opinion, your opinion, but they continually win those reader ratings awards from some of the local magazines, you know, from some of the national magazines that, you know, talk to divers. But, you know, diving, shore diving especially, is all about ease of entry. And the easier it is, the more enjoyable it is. And,
right.
I can't think of a more, easier place to do your shore diving than Bonaire. And the best part is that there's so many different places you can go. I still think there's sites on Bonaire I've never dove, and I've been there 8-9 times.
Really? Well, you see, there you go. I've only been there once, and I pretty much just, I stayed at Captain Don's Habitat and dove right off to their dock there. I didn't even go to any other shore diving sites because all the places you could get to right there from the shore or a short swim there from, you could have done 20, 30 dives and not been on the same place. You know what I'm saying? There's so much to see right around the shore sites just within swimming distance. But like you said, you can rent a car or you can take a cab to different places on the island. Do you have a favorite spot or, side of the island in Bonaire that you prefer over others or no?
Well, they have a wreck there called the Helma Hooker,
mm-hmm.
which is just incredible because it's relatively shallow. A lot of people do it as a morning dive when the sun's coming up, a lot of background light and everything there. Excellent dive without the, the extreme planning, the multiple mixtures of gas and other things that some of the wreck divers need.
Right.
This is a recreational wreck dive. And you know what? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, there you go. Ease of entry, ease of access, and then it makes for some great photos, hopefully, with your new GoPro camera. So what do you like to do most? The one thing that stood out to me when I was in Bonaire was not only the shore diving, but because they had such easy access to all these shore dive sites, I did a lot of night diving and just had a phenomenal night dive or several phenomenal night dives in Bonaire. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that Town Pier dive is just incredible, and it's something that has to be done on request because they're trying to protect their local resources there, and you can't have too many people stirring up the site, so you have to make arrangements to dive the Town Pier. But when you do that, you go through the proper channels. It's an incredible dive. It's got great photo opportunities. You see a lot of critters, a lot of things that you don't always see during the day. So it's an enjoyable experience for sure.
Now, are you doing some boat dives and putzing over across to Klein Bonaire, which is like a marine park or, I don't know, protected island or something, if I remember correctly, right?
Well, it is a real short boat ride from the main island of Bonaire. It's a little island itself called Klein Bonaire, which means island by Bonaire.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
And the best part about this is that, you know, when you go to Bonaire, whether you dive Klein Bonaire, you do the shore diving or you do the boat diving from various places, the island is extremely diver friendly. And there's always somebody you can talk to. There's always places when you go to eat that the servers are typically divers, the cooks, the staff. And, you know, it's a great family environment, not just your personal family, but also the diving family, the diver's family. And mm-hmm. if you have questions or you want to try something different, there's always people there to ask. It's a Dutch island. So, there are some, interesting cultural things there that not going to go into detail on it, but some cultural things in terms of the types of food, the types of interactions and social activities there that you just have to see to experience yourself.
No way. You can't leave us hanging like that. What do you mean? They're walking around in wooden shoes? No, that's not right. What are you saying exactly?
Well, there are quite a number of Dutch college ladies that are the dive masters there that know how to take you to the different sites. But, the cultural thing is that they talk Dutch back and forth between the two of them and you don't know what they're saying. And it's an interesting experience for sure.
Interesting. You know what? I'm reading between the lines, and I'm thinking blonde hair, blue-eyed beauties, that kind of thing. Is that where we're going with this, possibly, maybe?
If you like blonde-haired, blue-eyed ladies that are really knowledgeable about diving and know how to make sure you get the most out of your dive, absolutely. That's where I'm going.
Okay. He's playing it safe. Obviously, his spouse is listening or something. Who knows? But, hey, you know, it sounds good. You know, Bonaire, obviously, you're like you said, it is a diverse island. It isn't like going to some place where you're going to be a minority. Everybody goes to Bonaire. Really, I mean, that is the main industry they have for tourism is diving, right?
Very true. Very, very true. And, you know, the best thing is that it's not – it doesn't take forever to get there. You know, there's flights out of Houston, there's flights out of New York, there's flights out of Miami, and, you know, it's a two- or three-hour flight, and you're there. It's not a long, extended travel time.
Nice. So you're going to be taking some footage with your GoPro cameras. Are you looking for a particular shot or trying to capture a particular critter on that trip, or are you just going to go and get whatever you can?
Well, my favorite, I like to chase the frogfish. I just enjoy those frogfish. And so whenever I can and I hear about a different site that has a local frogfish, I will always try to go take a shot of that for my collection. There's always plenty of different types of morays, big morays, little morays. And you know, diving is about the experience. It's about the interaction. And if I can see a critter that I haven't seen before, then it's going to be a successful trip for me.
Nice. Very good. All right. Once again, check out DiverWire.com, and you can catch up with Scott there. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Enjoy your trip, my man.
Well, no doubt. I have a feeling we will. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on the phone with me right now is the Scuba Cowboy. We like to call him Pup, as well as everyone else who knows him as well. And he's on Scuba Radio right now via Skype. How are you, Pup?
I am absolutely fantastic, man.
Yeah, you do sound excited, almost as excited as I do, because next week we're going to be broadcasting from the deck of the Carpe Vita Liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. Are you ready or what?
I am so ready, you have no idea. It's the other side of the world, and it's going to be a whole new adventure.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, this is one of these type of trips that, you know, it's not just about the diving. The diving's going to blow your mind because, you know, I've been there. I've done this once already. I have an inkling of what to expect. And, you know, I've seen a few things over the years of doing Scuba Radio 16 years. And this is definitely one of the best places on the planet to dive. I was just blown away last time I was there, and I've been wanting to go back ever since. And now we finally get to go, and it'll be your first time. However, this is going to be one of those all-inclusive type of adventures, not just diving, because we're flying from New York City into Dubai, and we're going to have a layover in Dubai for 19 hours. And you've never been to that part of the world either, right?
No, I have not. That's going to be a first for me as well.
It's the City of Gold. And we got to go there and evidently buy gold or something. That's what they've been telling this on, you know, telling us this on TV for months now. You've seen these ads, right?
Yes, exactly.
Evidently, Dubai is the place where this gold originates or something. I don't know. That's what they tell me. So we evidently got to buy some gold, an Aladdin lamp, and a magic carpet, according to my daughter. So, I don't know, Aladdin, you know, that whole thing. We got all this added value element, you know, thrown into our little adventure on our way to the Maldives.
I can't wait, but in fact, I can't wait so much. I'm going to fly out from New York on Monday, so our adventure starts Monday.
Wait a minute. No, we fly out on Tuesday. Are you trying to get a jump on me? Well, hold on. Let me pull out my itinerary. This isn't right.
No, I think we fly to New York on Monday, because I was thinking Tuesday this whole time, and then today Dip's like, no, we got to fly out Monday. I'm like,
now, wait a minute. He's in Colorado. He could have been smoking something. But let me get my notes. We'll get this right and come back after the break.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We'll twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. He's on with us here on Scuba Radio right now as we're getting ready for our Maldives adventure with Explorer Ventures. I cannot wait. I know Pup can't as well. And I checked the itinerary. Yeah, we fly into New York City on Monday, and then we fly to the Maldives on Tuesday. Yeah, it takes like a couple days from the States to get there. You got to have these layovers. And we just happened to plan our layover in Dubai this time. And then we actually go to Dubai, and then we go to Sri Lanka, which I don't even think I said it correctly. Have you done any research online about Sri Lanka yet, or Sri Lanka, or no?
I have not yet, but as I was about to say before we ended the last segment, after, you know, our time together and knowing you like I do and being on the ventures we have, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that every moment of the adventure will be exactly that. An adventure that A, I will not be able to anticipate, and two, I will never forget it.
Yes. And hopefully it won't involve any jail time. That's really the only bar we have to stay above.
Well, that's why we bring the mermaids, because they're always negotiating power.
Well, they are. They're kind of like our traveling bail bondsmen.
Exactly.
You're a barter. You can barter with a mermaid anywhere in the world. And I'm sure that will apply to these adventures that we're about to partake in. But, yeah, it's going to be great. I have no doubt about it. I know Agnes there on the Carpe Vita Liveaboard is excited to have us back on board. She's really excited to have you on board because she knows how you like to write these songs about these adventures. And I know you're going to be inspired not just by the marine life, but by this vessel that we're going to be boarding, literally on my 50th birthday, by the way. Yeah. And this is just an incredible vessel. The nicest boat dive vessel I have ever been on, bar none. And it just the boat itself might inspire a song, but God knows what else might. You know,
I can tell you already that Carpe Vita is already underway. It's already, and I haven't even stepped foot on the boat, but just from the pictures I've looked at,
yeah,
talking to Agnes, the excitement and everybody, I'm already working on Carpe Vita. So yeah, there's probably going to be a few songs that come out of this one. You know,
yeah, yeah. The trick will be, you know, how do we stay sane enough, because, you know, we got a little celebration stuff to do too. You know, I got my birthday thing going on. You have a birthday as well. So we're kind of combining birthday celebrations for this little trip. So, it's going to be interesting to see how many days we lose in this process. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. And I just want to tell you right now, yeah. I like this annual plan because last year we were in Fiji and, you know, yeah. Year before that, somewhere else. I like this. You and I travel on our birthdays. This is a good plan.
It is. I mean, it just, it's sure, you know, we kind of plan this and it ends up being coincidental that we end up being in some exotic location for our birthdays. But what the heck? Why not? If you can do it, you do it. And
exactly. That's why I'm saying it's, it's definitely becoming a good habit as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well, okay, so what are you looking forward to most as far as marine life? Because, you know, last time I was there, Pup, you know, I spent an entire afternoon snorkeling and free diving with whale sharks. Have you done that before? Well, I know you've seen whale sharks before, haven't you?
I haven't. I have not.
You have not? Really?
I have not. So that's my hope. I realize that they, you know, don't always accommodate our schedules, but that's my hope. But I know there's plenty of other stuff that will absolutely keep me thrilled if that doesn't happen. But I'm sure hoping if we see some whale sharks, that would be pretty awesome.
Well, I got to tell you, the thing about the Maldives, at least last time I was there, is that they have locations at various places throughout the itinerary where it's almost guaranteed you're going to see this animal, that animal, or whatever. You know, for instance,
that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a dive site where they almost always have hammerhead sharks, like schools of hammerhead sharks.
Yeah, I haven't seen those yet either, bro.
Well, there you go. So we have that option, but the whale shark thing is another one. They have an area where whale sharks are almost seen year round. You know, it varies, you know, season to season, but they seem to have it zeroed in really well on this itinerary or with the Carpe Vita liveaboard. Folks, you know, they know where to get to the critters and to have these different dives. So every single dive has a unique feature to it, not just geographically, but a particular critter we're going to look at. So, and that's what really blew my mind last time is that it was very close to the marine life that I'd seen in the Galapagos with the numbers of fish. Actually, the schools of fish I saw in the Maldives were more than what I saw in the Galapagos. Now, I will say the visibility when I was in the Galapagos wasn't quite as high, so that could have had something to do with it. But we saw these huge bait balls of fish in the Maldives that I had never seen anywhere before, and some massive potato cod, grouper-like jewfish things, Goliath grouper-looking type fish that were big as buses. It was insane.
Wow.
So there was just a lot to marvel at underwater in the Maldives. And then topside, you have this, you know, five-star luxury resort, you know, at your disposal to just kind of kick back and enjoy some cool Indian, you know, inspired cuisine a little bit there too, which is kind of unique and tasty in its own right. And you're just, I mean, this is just as good as it gets. So I know you're going to be inspired to write at least one, if not several songs. If nothing, that's going to be a problem. You're going to be so busy. You're going, oh my God, that's a great idea for a song. I got to write it down. You're going to be wanting to write stuff all the time instead of diving, I think. I don't know.
That's why I have my little digital recorder, and I never go anywhere without it.
Well, there you go. There you go. So you're
I'm not surprised at all. Everything Explorer Ventures does is top shelf. So
it is. 1-800-322-3577, by the way, if you want to book a trip with them. And, you know, we're going to talk about some other trips coming up that we have with Explorer Ventures. We got another trip in January, by the way, that you could join us on as well. But going back to this Maldives trip, what about preparation? What have you been doing? You getting your gear all set and ready to go? You know, I'm bringing a whole new set of gear.
I didn't know that, but I did know that we've been getting everything ready. And both Tiff and I have, you know, GoPro type. Mine's actually the Midland camera. And then Tiff's got a new GoPro. I know you've got one. I know that we're definitely going to focus on, after our last Explore Ventures trip, man, you got so much incredible footage, which, of course, people have already had a chance to see of me underwater with the guitar. And it's like we staged the wildlife to come and, you know, video
yes.
with. So
right.
I'm hoping to get that same kind of exposure this time.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt we're going to have plenty of marine life to act as photo subjects or a nice backdrop. And you're saying Tiffany, Mermaid Tiffany, has a GoPro camera, too, because I'm bringing three of them. We're going to have
a multiple
camera shoot here, big time, to shoot the next Scuba Cowboy video, I think. We should.
I'm all for that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Are you going to bring a guitar? I guess we got to need it. Maybe that's something we need to pick up in Dubai or Sri Lanka. Maybe we can find a cheap throwaway guitar that we can take underwater for this video. Maybe that's what we need.
That would sure be nice if we could get another one.
Yes.
I'm going to bring my one, obviously, to play. But, man, one of these days I'm going to start bugging you because I really wish you'd bring one with me. We'd have a lot of fun jamming together.
Well, I tell you, I love playing the guitar for sure, but I hate carrying it around. So, and I get all this other crap we got to bring with these cameras and dive gear and dive computers and all kinds of stuff. So that always creates a problem. But who knows? Yeah, we got this layover in Dubai and we got a layover in Sri Lanka. Maybe that's what we need to pick up is maybe we can find a guitar as a souvenir in Sri Lanka. And then we hop on the plane to Mali and for the Maldives. And then we'll have something to play. And, you know, we'll get one that's good enough to play, but cheap enough to leave in the water or to trash for a video. We don't want to leave it there, but you know what I'm saying. Once you take it into the ocean, it might last an hour or two, as we found out last time we took a guitar underwater.
That's okay. We'll just do like we did last time. I just autographed it and let them hang it on the boat. So.
Yeah, exactly. It ended up being a wall fixture for the liveaboard. All right. Well, once again, you'll hear all about this next week on The Big Show. Don't miss it as we broadcast from the deck of the Carpe Vita liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
In the USSR. My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
Well, we appreciate that, Julia, and welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, almost ready to head off to the Maldives. Next week, once again, you will hear a complete show recorded from the deck of the Carpe Vita Explorer there in the Maldives. I cannot wait, as well as Pup and Tiffany and Lizzie. That whole gang's going to be there. We're going to be filming and recording and just having a ball, celebrating birthdays and more. To help us, at least lead up to that, because he's not coming because he wasn't invited, is Clay from Explorer Ventures. Clay, how are you, buddy? Maybe not so good now.
You lucky bastards. I'll tell you what.
Yes. Well, there's no doubt. It's, you know, it's always who you know. And usually that's you. But I don't know how this worked out. You run the company, yet you're not coming on this trip. It's just something didn't work out correctly for you, I guess.
you know, I just I screwed up somewhere along the line. I don't know what it was, but you guys are going to have a great time.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt about it. I am so excited. And, you know, I've talked about this a little bit on today's show, and I've alluded to it in the past. I'm bringing a lot of new stuff to this trip, on this trip, for many reasons. One, because I can. And secondly, because it's my birthday. It's time to have fun on a personal level. So I'm bringing a whole new set of dive gear. Now, I've checked it out and thoroughly, you know, worked it out, so there's shouldn't be any kinks like that. But I got new dive computers, regs, BCs from Oceanic. We have some light and motion cameras that we're going to – that we have mounted on these light and motion rigs that are designed for GoPro cameras. We got 4 GoPro cameras from the folks at GoPro, so we're going to shoot a video for Pup's latest video. Latest song. He may actually write a song on the boat. I know he's going to write a song about the Maldives and the boat. But whether we film for that video, I don't know. There's so many things we could film on this boat. How much of it we'll actually be able to release to the public is the real wild card, I guess. But I'm excited, and I mean, that's what you do on a you know, once in a lifetime, or I should say, twice in a lifetime trip for me personally, right?
Yeah, basically, I think, you know, whatever footage you take, I mean, it can go on some channel on cable.
Yes,
it just depends on the channel.
There'll be a subscription fee that you may have to pay to view it, and you might have to be 18 and over. I don't know how that'll work, but we'll figure something out. But I know Agnes and the gang there at the Carpe Vita Liveaboard have a video up on the Explore Ventures Facebook page. Is that right now?
Yep, it's on our Facebook page. It's amazing. It's just a short, you know, minute and a half video. Really gives a great highlights of all the stuff you can see in the Maldives. It's really, really nice.
How they fit that into a minute and a half, I'll never know, because last time we went a couple years ago, I just saw a ton of marine life, and I was just blown away. And the water was so nice and warm. I just loved that part of it as well. It was the best of both worlds. It was like bathtub diving with every critter on the planet you could ever imagine wanting to swim with. Whale sharks, hammerheads. Can you tell I'm excited or what? Really?
I really don't know what you do to deserve these kinds of trips.
You know what? I've done something right somehow.
Well, stop keeping it a secret.
Well, maybe that's what it is. I've just been able to operate under the radar and somehow or another not got caught. And, I keep having these adventures. But, you know, I'm turning 50. So on this one, it's a little even more special in that regard. So I do thank you, even though you're not going to be on there to celebrate yourself with us. I do appreciate you affording us the opportunity to go do an adventure like this and share it with everybody listening next week. That'll be fun as well. You can listen in. Yeah,
I'll live vicariously through your trip. It'll be great.
Well, okay. Yeah, you know, I hear a little sarcasm in your voice, especially on the part of it'll be great. But you might want to listen in anyway. You know, hear what you're missing. All right, so you know,
it'll be fun. I mean, we sit here and we talk about, you know, all the amazing trips you go on and you know, the Carpe Vita Explorer in the Maldives is. That is an amazing boat, amazingly well run, amazing diving. It is just one of the coolest places I've ever been.
Yeah, it really is.
I am green with envy.
Well, it really is one of these trips of a lifetime, especially for folks in the U.S. because it is, you know, it's a ways to get over there, but it's well worth the trip. And actually, on this trip compared to a couple years ago, I'm paying about half of what I paid in airfare. I got a great deal on airfare for this one, and we're going through Dubai. And having an adventure on that level, which is going to be unique in its own right. However, you know, it's actually it is affordable and practical for people to mark this off their diving bucket list. My first trip wasn't enough incentive. I think after people hear what we discover and witness and try to describe next week on the show, that might just push them off the boat and into the water and booking a trip to the Maldives. Because it really is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure type of trip. And luckily, I had so much fun on my first lifetime adventure. I'm going back for a second. But, you know, it's because of my birthday, see? And I'm turning 50, so you kind of get two every 50 years, right? Lifetime? Is that how it works? That's what
I think that's probably it. So in the next 15 years or so, we'll figure out another couple trips at least.
Yeah, well, you know, it isn't like there's a shortage of them. With Explorer Ventures, you got the Galapagos. You know, we got our trip in Saba, St. Kitts in January. People can join us you know, the Galapagos, I want to go back there. I definitely would like to do that again in the warmer season. I went in the cooler season last time, but you guys actually have some potential specials coming up in the Galapagos. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll be announcing some specials for a couple of July trips that we had cancellations on. And, you know, that's prime whale shark diving there during that time of year, schooling hammerheads, all sorts of stuff. So we'll be announcing that probably within the next week or so. So people can keep checking our website or our Facebook page, and we'll have all the information up there as soon as we announce it.
There you go. ExploreVentures.com. Go there, look it up, sign up for their newsletter. You'll be in the know when it comes to these great deals they offer by the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, by the way. And once again, we'll prove it next week when we broadcast from the Carpe Vita liveaboard. Do not miss it. Till then, remember, it's always better. Wear clay. Come on.
Downward's wetter.
That's it. Yes. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.